In this bulletin, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Brexit deal suffers a further blow in Parliament. Kurdish fighters allowed extra time for their withdrawal from the Turkey-Syria border. And banned racehorse trainer Darren Weir faces court in Melbourne over animal cruelty allegations. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Britain is facing more Brexit uncertainty after Parliament knocked back the short timetable to ratify its departure from the European Union. British MPs voted in favour of the deal on Tuesday, progressing the bill to a second reading in a rare showing of parliamentary support. But Prime Minister Boris Johnson halted the legislation when the House of Commons decided against a motion for a three-day schedule. Mr Johnson is now waiting for the EU to respond to a request to extend the Brexit deadline.
That we should leave the EU on October the 31st. And that is what I will say to the EU, and I will report back to the House. And one way or another, we will leave the EU with this deal.
A deal has been struck between Russia and Turkey to deploy troops in northern Syria against Kurdish fighters shortly before a ceasefire agreement was due to end. Kurdish fighters now have until October the 29th to clear remaining areas, while Turkey can maintain control of zones it pushed into an offensive in Syria. Russia's president has described the decision as momentous because it will help resolve the situation on the Syria-Turkey border. The country's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, says Russia and Turkey will start joint patrols outside the area known as Operation Peace Spring.
Both sides confirm their intention to keep political and territorial unity of Syria, as well as to ensure national security of Turkey.
Rhode Island Democrat Senator Jack Reed says he's worried the agreement could threaten the United States' relationship with Turkey.
Today's meeting with the Russians is pretty clear that they have an agreement that they're going to operate jointly to expel the Kurds from that exclusion zone that they want to create. And it's another indication of the failed foreign policy. We've driven a NATO ally closer and closer into the arms of Russia.
Two politicians from opposing parties are urging the federal government to take action to bring accused former Melbourne principal Margot Leifer back to Australia. There has been prolonged legal debate over Leifer's extradition from Israel to Australia to face criminal charges over allegations of child sex abuse. The Liberal Party's Dave Sharma argues it's a high priority case for Australia, and without a conclusion, there could be an effect on the nation's relationship with Israel. Labor MP Josh Burns is also pushing for a resolution.
It's not about politics, this is about making sure that justice is done and that Malka Leifer is returned to Australia. It's been almost a decade since Malka Leifer has fled Australia, and this has to end. Enough is enough.
A man has died after falling 10 metres from a zip line in Queensland's far north yesterday. Emergency services were called to the Camelot Close tourist attraction at Cape Tribulation. A woman aged in her 40s was flown to Cairns Base Hospital with serious injuries, but the man died at the scene. Workplace health and safety officers are investigating the incident. There are reports China plans to replace Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam with a temporary chief executive. A newspaper article suggests if the move went ahead, Lam's successor would take over by March and remain until 2022. It's believed China wants more stability before announcing any leadership changes as Hong Kong grapples with pro-democracy rallies. The protests began in mid-June against suspended laws, sending people to mainland China, with some demonstrations turning violent. Melbourne Cup winning horse trainer Darren Weir has faced court in Melbourne charged with animal cruelty offences. Weir is suspended from the racing industry, and he appeared at the magistrate's court with two others on Wednesday. Banned electronic devices known as jiggers were found at his stables during Victoria police raids this year. The horse racing industry is under increasing pressure, with the Queensland government announcing an inquiry into the treatment of retired racehorses. A look at today's weather now. A possible afternoon shower in Perth, 23. It's sunny in Adelaide, 33. It's also sunny in Melbourne and 27. It's cloudy in Hobart, 22. Sunny in Canberra, 29. Much the same in Wollongong, 25 degrees. Sun continues for Sydney, 26. Much the same for Newcastle, 28. It's sunny as well in Brisbane, 25. A shower or two for Cairns, 30 for you. And it's also sunny in Darwin, a top of 34 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.